Welcome to Tape 6, Enhancing Your Empathy and Intuitive Abilities. A better understanding of inner communication with self is an essential ingredient to creating balance in our lives. Lance Giroux now covers in detail this inner dimension of ourselves. So relax, listen closely, be here now, and be open to solutions.
Talk briefly about something that you can use as a tool in a little while, but it is a tool, and it's a technique. It's something that is taught in every Psi-4 seminar, and it's a key for you getting more. We'll start from this direction. The direction we'll start from is that if it's possible for someone else to do, it's possible for you to do also. Got it? If it's possible for someone else to do, it's possible for you to do also. We look at other people sometimes and we say, this person has a talent that I can never have. Now, where we start with in the basic course, and this is on Sunday morning that they talk about this, is we start with a topic called communication. This is just a review of Psi-4. You go back to Psi-4 seminar, and they'll do this one for you. Communication. What we go with is that everybody has what's called a conscious or objective level. And then down here, they have what's called subjective level. Alright? And this is person A. Okay? Over here we've got person B. And up top, above the line, we have their conscious level or objective. And this is called objective reality. Objective reality is the physical dimension that we live in. You and I live in this physical world. Most of the time, in fact, most people are wrapped up in what's called the physical dimension. They mostly think of the physical feel goods. And that's the truth. If you doubt what we just said, then watch the television commercials. Very seldom do we find TV commercials that are about emotional happiness, mental happiness, or spiritual happiness. Most of the TV commercials we see are all about physical feel-good, physical happiness. Have a beer, right? You know, have something to eat, take the right drugs, use the right toothpaste so your breath don't smell bad. You know, forget about the fact that, you know, one guy says you have stinking thinking. It's the mouth, you know. It's all this, you know, Chanel number 5. Brute. Here we go back a few years. Jade East, right? Do you remember when Jade East was a big thing? That was seemed like the original. Was that your brand? That was way back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was one of the originals. Way back when. Not really, wasn't one of the originals, but seemed after Jade East, a lot of men started wearing cologne. It seemed like anyway. That's called objective. What happens at the objective? At the objective, we see, hear, taste, and touch, and smell with our physical bodies. And we communicate through words and things that can be seen, heard, tasted, touched, and smelled. That's our communication. Let's stop briefly and talk a little bit about communication. There's a real big thing out there on the market today. It's called NLP. Some of you may have heard of that. It's new, right? Right?
Yes.
How many of you have not heard about NLP? How many of you have heard about NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming? It's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's old. We've been teaching it in Psi-World since Psi-World was founded. Except we just never called it NLP. There's two ways a person is programmed. One's through repetition, the other's through emotional involvement. We communicate through various forms. Least of which is the words that come out of our mouth. Most of the way we communicate is through movement. Most of the way. Then through tonality, the way our voice sounds. I'll give you an example. We're talking about communication, right? We're attacking this from the communication side. Let's take something real simple. The sentence. We'll write this one down. Come over here and sit down. Got it? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six simple words. Come over here and sit down. Now, a computer would say it, like one of these Ma Bell things, you ring up the computer, you know, you put in your credit card, and it goes, thank you. Here, come over here and sit down. Even there's some tonality in that when I went down. Come over here and sit down. It's just like R2-D2, got it? But what if we were to change that? The tonality. Watch this one. Come over here and sit down. Now there's one message versus come over here and sit down. Which one do you like? Got it? Tonality communicates. Over 50% of what's communicated is by body movement. 30-some percent is by, somewhere around 25-30% is by tonality. The absolute numbers don't matter at this time, you know, maybe at a later time we could get into the details. And then it's around 10% or so, some small percentage, 15%, 10%, 15% I think it is, 16%, is the words, the actual words. Because it could say, walk over here and sit down, run over here and sit down, mosey over here and sit down, saunter over here and sit down, slither over here and sit down. Stagger over here and sit down. They're all, you know, change the word and it changes the meaning a little bit. But the essence of this thing is the body movement, the facial expression, all that really communicates. So where we're stopped right here is that communication exists up here. Now, this kind of communication is limited then to what we can see, hear, taste, touch, and feel. Feeling like this. In fact, we could even do the same sentence. Come over here and sit down. And we put body movement like this. Come over here and sit down. And it feels totally different way than if we put our hand back here and say, come over here and sit down. See that? Totally. Or we push somebody from the behind. Come over here and sit down. Totally different things communicated. If we put distance between ourselves and another person, we cut down our effectiveness at the objective level. That's called a barrier. We put distance. If we put a wall, even if the distance is short, we put a wall here, soundproof, then it becomes a barrier until we put a telephone on one end and a telephone on the other. We talk by telephone or we talk by radio or something like that. But even the physical voice is then heard. Language becomes a barrier. What are some of the barriers you recall from they talking about, basically?
Culture.
Language.
Age.
Say again, please, loudly.
Age.
Meaning the age of?
I can't hear you, honey.
Huh? What else?
Social job status. Yeah.
That's right, eh?
Excellent.
Hey. I didn't hear. I haven't heard anybody use that one so much this week.
A boat.
Just on the boat.
I heard a boat. But I've been waiting for the ace.
A.
Well, I walked upstairs, eh? Got myself a drink, eh? Don't they do that in Winnipeg?
No.
In Vancouver, they do it all the time.
They don't do that in Winnipeg. It's a myth.
Huh?
It's a myth.
It's a myth, eh?
You got this.
It's a myth.
Where are you from?
Only in Vancouver.
Only in Vancouver, then.
Nah. I bet you they do it at Victor's on River Street.
They do it in Hawaii.
If we're from Hawaii, I'm like, huh? What? They know where Victor's is. Okay. We also communicate with ourselves. And we communicate with ourselves through pictures. feelings. Pictures and feelings. That's how we communicate. The sound that we hear up here gets translated into a picture. A sound actually does get translated into a picture because the brain just is constantly flashing images. Down here at this level, we have what's called an open channel. Communication is open here. It's as though, like, it's as though that God, I saw a movie one time that just demonstrated this perfectly. It was a Woody Allen movie. It was called Annie Hall. And Woody Allen walks up to this gal and he's talking to her, and then on the screen comes the words, you know, he says, how are you doing today? And she says, fine, thank you very much. But then the words come on the screen and it says, what he's really saying to her is, hey baby, how'd you like to go out tonight? You know, click, 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 click across. And the subconsciouses are communicating. The mask is up here saying, gee, it's good to see you. And the other one's going, yeah, if I could see more of you, it'd be a lot better too, you know. Subconscious, subjective communication. How does one person heighten their ability to communicate at this level? Simple. By centering themselves, by using meditation, by going to an altered state of consciousness, by going within, wherever, whatever word you use, by using workshop, screen of the mind. By tuning out all this distraction, and dropping down to an altered state of consciousness. And this person over here, their mind is sending out messages much like a radio set or a TV set or, you know, TV, what you call a transmitter. Radio transmitter. It just sends out these waves until it gets over here and bounces into that one. And then this one sends messages back. In fact, there are those that would say there is no time barrier here. That this kind, this speed, the speed of thought is instantaneous, whereas the speed of light exists in a very defined way. It's like electricity, you know, it only travels so fast, but thought travels instantaneously, with no physical barrier, because the thought dimension is a totally different dimension. The thought dimension is a totally different dimension. Psychological dimension. Now, in the basic class, they call it the psychological dimension. And we get two techniques there. Just want to refresh your memory on these two techniques, because they're techniques that leaders use. Number one technique is called baseline response. There are many forms of baselines. We have a baseline to attractiveness, we have a baseline to fear, we have a baseline to doubt, we have all kinds of baselines. And it's important for us to become aware. And that's what I was talking about earlier when we pulled up that airplane and we went like that. Knowing what your baseline is to your reactions to certain situations, knowing that there's a certain pattern, there's a certain way that you feel always before you're starting to enter different situations is very valid, very important. It's necessary for you to understand those things. Because that's part of listening to ourself. If you listen to this part down here and its ability to speak to you. What are the baselines that you were given in the basic class on Sunday? What are the baselines? True and false. Now, they didn't tell you, they didn't teach it to you. You've had those baselines since for who knows how long. The only thing you do is by going to your levels and by relaxing and having somebody read to you. Like in that cycle, water always runs uphill. The capital of the U.S. is Seattle. We go to our levels and we relax. Then we can listen to the pattern that this mind thinks with. Now, your pattern is probably different than mine. My baseline response is a twitch of my eyes right here, right around here. And when somebody tells a lie, those things like, you know. If I take the time to relax, I'm in a conversation, I can tune right in. I also get, there's another one that comes up for me too. And it has to do with the feeling down here. Now there's ones to truth. Sometimes for some people, the ones to truth, a truth statement is just a smaller reaction than the false one. Sometimes it happens in the same part of the body. Body either communicates with the physical movement, or an emotional feeling, or some people hear a sound. And they're like, their mind is talking, like a voice is saying, no, true, false, whatever. I don't know what yours is. How do you heighten your ability to understand it? How is it?
Practice.
Practice, right. Practice. Practice with it. Don't quit. That's one technique they gave you. The other one is called, does anybody remember the other one? What's the other one? Sunday morning, Psi 4.
What is it called?
The bag technique.
The head like a bag technique.
Putting on the head technique. Putting on the other person's head. Do you all remember when Mom used to say, maybe your mom never said this, better put on your thinking cap.
Yeah.
That's the technique. You put on someone else's head. If you want to know how another person is feeling, you imaginarily put on their head. You imaginarily step into their shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. We just spent the last so many days working on that idea. Walk a mile in my shoes. Put on my head. Get in touch with how I feel. Now, in the basic course, what they give you is a technique where you go to your levels, you reach out with your hands like this. Go ahead and do that. Reach out with your hands like that. You take off the person's head, you turn it around, and put it on. And turn it around so it all makes sense. So that your objective mind starts to believe that it's possible. You put it on. And then just allow yourself to feel whatever that person may feel. That's where you go back to what we just read. You must trust the subconscious mind. You got to trust it for a while. In fact, in the basic course, before they ever do that cycle, everybody usually goes to an exercise on trust, where we fall back and somebody catches us, right? So we're already starting to practice, go ahead and trust. We're programming ourselves to trust. That's why those instructors do that for you. So they're so constantly getting you ready to get into trusting this subconscious level of mind. That's where the idea that I gave you at the very beginning, which was what?
If somebody else can do something, I can do something.
If it's possible for somebody else, then it's possible for you. Because then you just put on their head. You act like they act. You think like they think. You do what they do. Because if they can do it, so can you. They didn't born with three brain lobes and you got two. It's called subjective reality. Using the subjective reality. So one more little technique that's thrown in there. That I teach you just before you do the cycle, and that is you go into your workshop and there's a white light that goes on. And it goes on before you go in and it goes on after while you're coming out. It's called the white light technique. And that's to wash away any negative feelings.